The expression of affection on Valentine's Day takes many forms, but one that seems to be lost is the love letter. Turning thoughts into words that fan the fires of a first romance or warm the heart of an old flame can be a daunting proposition. Barry Dulnick has a book that can help. It's called How to Write a Love Letter. In it, there is not only advice, but examples. She's in New York. Hi, Barry.
Hi.
First, why do you think we need a book on how to do this? Why don't we do this naturally?
Because we're lazy and we're afraid. I mean, it used to be like a very cool thing to declare love in writing. And the art of letter writing in general has declined so enormously with computers and with phones. I mean, phones are great, but they've really overtaken our communication.
Have we also become too reliant on the greeting card companies?
I think that people have become more reluctant, actually, to rely on greeting cards because it's become sort of rote. It's what you do. And people need to be more creative. You know, the pressure's on for Valentine's Day. It's the number one stress holiday for men.
Huh, interesting. But do you find maybe more love letters might be written on Valentine's than at any other time?
I think the topic becomes top of mind because we want to express our love. But a love letter is certainly not confined to that holiday at all.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. If right now we feel, boy, I sure would like to be able to write a love letter. Something about writing a letter itself, you know, there's a lot of pressure to be perfect, you know, putting the perfect
yes.
word on paper. How do you overcome that?
Well, two ways. Number one, have a lot of paper so you can throw out. Absolutely. That's the great thing about paper, you know. You can write it, look at it. I have a 24-hour waiting period on all letters that go out, so I wait and read them the next day before I send them. And the other thing to know is that you should steal lyrics, steal poems, steal other people's words. If they said it better, just make sure you attribute what you're writing to someone else. It's a wonderful way of saying what you want without having to go through the pressure of doing it yourself.
Yeah, so it's not stealing, it's sampling, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually quoting, I guess, but
yeah, yeah.
It's more fun to say steal.
Yeah. What about the permanence of it, though? I mean, you put those words on paper and there they are.
I don't know why everybody is so skittish about saying what they mean. Isn't it frustrating in a way? Because all these people are running around really with probably very, very good feelings about the people they love. And they're still reluctant to say so because they're afraid. I mean, what's going to happen to you if you say you love someone or even if you say you're interested in someone? The worst thing is maybe you get rejected. But the only way you find out if you don't get rejected is by taking that leap.
Let's talk a little bit maybe then about etiquette. Is there a different etiquette in a letter that you perhaps are sending to this new infatuation? It may or may not be requited at this point compared to the etiquette in the letter that you're going to send to someone that you've spent some romantic time with and there's some kind of mutual feeling going on.
Absolutely. Huge difference. Take note. Flirtation in the beginning of a relationship is provocative and mysterious. It should be almost like a zigzag of communication. It should never go right at the person and say, you know, dear, great person, I'm so into you and you are so hot. Let's go out. I mean, that is like the first way to kill a relationship in the bud. So you want to be, what's on your mind? I've been thinking about you. I was wondering if you might have some time to spend. Nothing direct. But then once you've got that romantic thing going and you have connected on a deeper level, absolutely allow yourself to take the risk and commit your feelings to paper.
Do you consider emails love letters?
I'm a strong believer in courtship email, but I do believe also that you need to have a lot of face-to-face contact and even once in a while a real written note to enhance that.
Is there a different approach?
Yes, of course, because it's not as powerful when you just get an email and you don't get the handwritten quality. You don't have paper. It's not tangible. You have to print it out if you want to keep it. So it's already reduced, like, say, threefold from a real love letter. But it's a great way just to spark things going, keep a conversation going. It's a good flirtation method. It's a terrible way to tell somebody you love them. Don't use it for a declaration of love.
One of the pieces of advice that you offer when you start to write a love letter is not to start off with an apology. You know, dear love of my life, I'm a terrible letter writer.
Yeah, that's sort of an unfortunate way to start a love letter.
What are some other things we should not do?
Well, you shouldn't talk a lot about yourself because what you're trying to do is connect to this other person. And so try to use we or you more often than you're writing I. So it's a wonderful way to win the person over by starting a letter by saying you mean so much to me instead of I feel so much for you. That's a little trick to remember. And don't beg, nag, or make sort of unseemly innuendo in a love letter.
Unseemly innuendo.
Okay, that's my way of saying don't be crude.
What is your perfect love letter, whether from history or maybe even one that you received or wrote?
I actually don't publish or share the love letters that my husband has written to me, but I can tell you that they are always witty. And he says something that always makes me feel secure and safe, like, you are the person I love to grow old with, or you're the one I can see myself with for the rest of my life. And to me, that is the most romantic commitment style comment that I could see that makes me feel so loved.
And so warm and so...
Yeah, I hugged. It's like a hug. That's what I like about it.
Barry Dulnick is the co-author with Donald Back of How to Write a Love Letter, Putting What's in Your Heart on Paper. It's published by Harmony Books. Barry Dulnick joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Barry.
Thank you.